Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. This is Heidi with The Gathering here on the Para-X Network, and Stephanie,
this is Stephanie. I'm afar. Yes, we are. The weather would not let us be together again tonight. Can I just say the weather in Minnesota has been just crazy the last few weeks?
This winter is being wintry.
And we don't like it. You know, we like to be together every Tuesday for the show.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, our regular posture is to spoon and, you know.
Well, yes, if you all must
kind of
know.
Sort. Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's just been wintry lately with the cold last week and then
crazy.
The snow tonight is just, yeah. So we're not together, but we're excited about the show, and that's what counts.
We are. We have a really good show tonight. And we're going to talk about Bigfoot, which we haven't, you know, we always talk a little bit about Bigfoot sometimes, especially if we've been out in the field and, or something new is coming up and whatever, but we haven't really had a Bigfoot show for a while, you know, so this is fun. And it's not really a Bigfoot show per se, I guess.
Exactly.
But
you know, what's funny is Stephanie, you and I have been talking, too, you know, I'm looking forward to the show tonight, and we've got some other shows coming up. We're actually getting planful.
Yeah, I know. Well, how about that?
That's awesome, because we were on a roll there at the end of last year, and now we have another, looks like a spell coming up where we might have some shows planned out in advance, so we're very excited about that.
Going by our shirt tails, you know.
Yes.
But we're getting it. So next week is our big anniversary show, live show at the studio. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. We're just going to do it no matter if it does or not. We're just going to be there. We're going to do it. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully our guest will be Kristen Barton, who started off the show with us all those years ago. So it'll be really fun. And then we'll have some people with us.
And snacks.
We'll have snacks when we have our show.
Beverages and people. And, you know, it'd be cool if Superfan Anita could be there. Is she traveling?
I don't think so, because I think I even told her, and she said, oh, geez, maybe I can come. So,
good.
Yes, I will remind her. She's,
you know,
sick
we
this week.
Yeah, super fan Anita should be there. So
I know.
Yeah, so that's next week. We'll do our delayed four-year anniversary show.
Yes. But tonight, we are talking about a brand-new film that hasn't even hit the shelves yet, but it will at the end of the week, I believe. It's called Paranormal Bigfoot, and it's by the same producers, Bilko Productions, Bill and Amy Lancaster, who did last year's Cultured Bigfoot, of which our team was a part of, and we actually were invited by them to go down to Virginia for the premiere, which we went and had a fabulous time. And so, Bill, welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having me back, and by the way, you were invited to this one, even though you weren't a part of it.
I know. And if I could have come, I would have, because it's such fun to come down there. Can I just say, we weren't in Bristol last year. We were in Virginia. What's the name of that?
You were in Norton, Virginia.
Norton.
It was about 60 miles away from Bristol, Virginia, where the premiere is actually in Bristol, Tennessee, which, if you know anything about it, it's the middle of the road is the state line. So So everybody that's coming to the premiere, I'm going to encourage them, you go stand in the middle of the road, because that's what everybody does, so that they can put one foot in Tennessee, one foot in Virginia.
Yeah. And tell people to go to that, because Bristol's not too far from there, and they should go to that whole Woodbugger Sanctuary, because I found that to be quite amazing. You know, I'm so glad you told us to go there, because, you know, we have the pictures of me kissing the big statue of Bigfoot, and, you know, the whole nine yards. But beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. All the whole area down there is just gorgeous and scenic, and people are so nice. People are just sweet down there.
It's that Southern hospitality.
It is. So, and I believe that Squatchers will be at, we're hoping to be at CryptidCon again this year. Bill, are you going to go? Are you guys going to be there?
I don't think we're going, because last year, here was the deal. Last year, we were asked to be a part of the Western North Carolina Bigfoot Festival, and it was its first annual one, and they were at the same time. And so I promised if we were asked that we would make sure and make theirs a priority this time. So we have been asked, and we're actually going to be showing our movie at the Western North Carolina Bigfoot Festival in Marion, North Carolina, at least twice at the Marquee Cinema downtown. So it's going to be a real big deal. And I mean, last year, it was their first time they closed downtown, and they had over 40,000 people.
Wow. Western
North Carolina Bigfoot Festival in Marion, North Carolina. It's done by John Bruner of the Bigfoot 911 community. And it's a big deal.
And it's North Carolina. I wonder how far that is, Heidi, because we haven't made concrete plans yet. We're still kind of planning out our year this year.
I'm going to tell you, you should look at this. It's about 2 hours from me, so it's not real far from me. And it's beautiful country. And it's very, very near where we just had the little three-year-old that was with the bear in the woods for 3 days.
Yes.
It's really near it. So it's in Squatch country.
So it's doable, Heidi. It's only a couple hours further than where we were going to go for the other one.
Yeah. I've got the date here. It's May 30th. I was going to tell you, let's see here.
It's
September 13th and 14th. It's a Friday night kind of a meet and greet, but the main thing is Saturday the 14th. And they closed down the whole downtown of Marion, North Carolina.
Well, I think CryptidCon is the week before, Bill.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so we haven't made plans to go to it because we weren't sure when it was. So
we haven't even
contacted them. So
we'll figure it out. But
we'll figure out a way to get some bourbon barreled.
That's right. Yes, we have to have that bourbon barrel beer. Ale, whatever it is. I call it beer, but. So the new movie is called Paranormal Bigfoot. And do you want to tell us a little bit about it? Now, Heidi and I got to view it because you sent it to us. And we love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so you talk about it a little bit.
All right. Well, basically, it was a natural progression for me and my wife from our first movie, Cultured Bigfoot, where we interviewed 23 different folks, including Stephanie and Heidi. I don't believe you were there, but anyways, we basically were looking at the Bigfoot community. And upon looking at the Bigfoot community, we realized that there was a segment within the community that was called the Woo Crowd. A derogatory term that's used for the people, you know, they're thinking all the out there theories. But the thing that was so interesting was that almost every one of our interviews that we did, and we had like 23, 24 for the first one, almost every one of them, somebody would say something else they really didn't want to say on camera. Some of them didn't mind, but they would say something else was happening that was weird or unusual. And we were a part of like 15 different events last year, and we would have people come up to us and they would tell us about these unusual events. And it was just a natural progression that there's something more to this. There's an unknown within an unknown. And so literally, Girls, the last movie, the day that it released on Amazon was Valentine's Day last year. My wife sat down. She's the writer, narrator, and co-everything. She sat down on the day it was released and wrote about 5 pages worth of outline for Paranormal Bigfoot. And so it began. And then I kind of started putting a list of some folks that I wanted to speak to. And much to my amazement, once again, I really didn't have many people saying no, as long as we could work out getting together. So, you know, I wanted to have people, and we did. We got people like Ron Moorhead, because the Sierra sounds and the communication part of it, and he's also had the orbs and stuff and everything come into the camps. And then we had folks like Christopher Noel and the Savant Theory and the Electric People and this kind of stuff. We had Bob Gimlin, you know, the grandfather of the modern era of Bigfooting, the living grandfather, modern era of Bigfooting. And so we wanted his perspective on it. And we had folks like Tony Merkel from the Confessionals podcast talking about Nephilim connection, Stan Gordon talking about UFO connection. I'm trying to think, Russ Accord, Boots on the Ground researcher, International Bigfoot Conference and author, and he's a flesh and blood guy. You know, and we even had a professor, Darby Orcutt, from North Carolina State University, giving his perspective. And I mean, you saw the movie, and it was just it's very educational for us, too, because one of the big things that's a very common misconception is folks think paranormal and supernatural are the same thing, and that's not true, because basically the Bigfoot crowd that says Bigfoot isn't paranormal, well, by definition, that's exactly what he is, because it's a creature that's, he's a cryptid that's outside of the norm. Supernatural is these aspects of the interdimensional, the lights, the orbs, the fading in and out, the mind speak, the zapping and all that. And so, you know, you kind of got an education, especially from Professor Orcutt there on, you know, the education of what we consider paranormal and what we consider, you know, is by definition supernatural. And so it turned out to be a super interesting film. I think we had nine folks all together. We did that on purpose because 23 interviews just was a huge undertaking. and we wanted to spend a little more time with each person this time. And that's what we did. David Bacara from the Expedition Bigfoot Museum, he's another one of those guys, a BFRO, flesh and blood guy. But because he is a museum that has a lot of folks come in, he gets shared a whole lot of stories, and so he was willing to share a lot of the encounter stories of the unusual that has been shared with him that have given him reason to think there's something else going on. And so, you know, the overall tone of the film is we're not trying to push an agenda. We're not trying to push our own opinion or anything. Just like before, we're not the stars of the film. The people we interview are, and we let them share their open, unbiased opinion, and we let the audience decide, basically. And I think that's what's the folks that have got to see the preview of it. That's overwhelmingly what has come up is that, wow, this is refreshing. And my wife had said, it's so funny, our last film, the tagline she came up with, we're not seeking the elusive Sasquatch, but the much easier to find Squatcher. Mm-hmm. Well, this one, basically the tagline is a comparison of perspectives, but she said what the tagline should have been is, yeah, we went there.
Yeah. I love it. You did go there.
You did.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one of those things, to be honest with you, because, you know, the flesh and blood community in Bigfoot really wishes the woo crowd would just go away, because they're trying to get, you know, recognition from scientific community. And when you have all this stuff being thrown in there, it just is in their mind, it makes it harder to get any legitimate, you know, looks at it. So anyways, it's just, it turned out to be an educational eye opening, and the overwhelming response is it makes you think. Even the folks that were reluctant to, check it out are like, you know what, you know, we weren't pushing anything. We leave it up to the viewer to decide and let those folks speak for themselves.
I thought it was very well put together, Bill. And, you know, we've told you, you know, my personal belief is that Bigfoot is from another dimension, which I think I told you right off the bat when I first met you guys. And it was, what was interesting to me is as we were watching this and all of these researchers and people who have done this, a lot of their experiences mirrored the experiences that we have had in Squatchers over the past few years out in the field. You know, things like, you know, we found big tracks, we found prints in the snow that go for quite a ways and then all of a sudden disappear. And where do they go?
On both sides.
Yeah, right. I mean, just gone, you know, and we've had the lights and so many people, because we talk, one of the, you know, pieces of research is to talk to people about what they've experienced. And so many people, almost hand in hand, when they see Bigfoot, come the lights as well. And we've experienced the lights as too. So a lot of these things mirrored our experiences. So it was very gratifying to me to watch this film, because like you said, a lot of the everything on TV is only about, we're going to find Bigfoot, he's this creature in the woods and we're going to find him, and they never go there. But you know,
it's nice to find out that you're not just crazy and you're the only one having these experiences.
Yes.
And it is. And I mean, and that's what we found out, was that there was just, you know, so many folks. I mean, I had an active duty and a retired officers at a conference I was at in North Carolina that I was showing the last film to, and we were working on the new one. And after they got off stage with their presentation, they came back and told me one of the most fantastic out there stories I'd ever heard. And they wouldn't say it up on stage, but they would come back here and tell it to me, you know, and these guys are, and I can't stress this enough, because a lot of times your police officers are trained to be able to have their testimony go against you in the court of law. And so for these guys to be able to recount what they had seen with a straight face, and, you know, it lends more credibility to it. And so you get these crazy, you know, things come up, and you find out that not everybody's crazy. Trust me, there's some wackadoodles out there, okay? But but there are a lot of serious folks that are having unusual things that happen. Like I said, unknowns within an unknown, you know, yet to be recognized species. And so it's just it's really fascinating. It's the proverbial, the more you know, the further down the rabbit hole you go with this creature.
Isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, Bill, what do you think? What do you and Amy think about all this after talking to all these people and hearing this side of the story? Because, you know, we hear it all the time. And up here in Minnesota, I got to say, 4 out of 5 searches are probably on Indian lands. And we have talked to so many natives, you know, First Nations people who tell us, you know, Bigfoot is one of the seven Ojibwa teachings, for example, and he is the truth, and he is here to guide them and protect them, but leave them alone. And they tell us these things. You know, what's interesting is they kind of embrace us, and then they tell us about their culture and what they've seen. And it's like, you know, to me, it's almost like we would love for you guys to go find out find him, but we can't, but we're going to share with you all that we know. But it's that same thing, right? It's a spiritual, he's mm-hmm. from another place, kind of comes and goes when he wants. But yet very, isn't that fun? It's very interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, kind of to kind of answer your question, especially after talking to so many folks while we were doing this film and then during doing this film that made it into the film, I honestly wish that I wish I just thought like I did when I was younger, that it was just some big, hairy, unknown creature out in the woods, because now I'm really not sure. There's just, you know, I can't believe that these people are making it up and lying to us and everything, because nobody's getting famous doing this. All you can do is hurt yourself and get, you know, made more fun of. And so it's one of those things that when I'm out in the woods now, on the occasion that we still get to go doing a little hiking or biking or whatever, instead of thinking I'm hearing a deer or a squirrel coming up, now I wonder, you know, what it is. And then because you've heard all of this other, you know, the paranormal, supernatural type aspect to it, it just, it, you know, it gives you reason to pause now. But I've said this before, if there were a supernatural aspect to Bigfoot, or it was interdimensional, or it was being dropped from UFOs, or it was able to, you know, shift in and out of phase and, you know, disappear and everything, if you were for a second to think that it's got all of those capabilities, it would make a whole lot of the strange stuff so much easier to take. And I know it sounds silly, but it sure would explain why we can't get a good picture of it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. And I mean, it is, it's just, it's one of those things. I'm not sure. I was pretty sure that it was just some kind of an unknown species, not a man, not an ape, just simply an unknown species. Now I'm not real sure, because there's been so many valid points and arguments made that, you know, everything from Nephilim to, you know, mm-hmm. extraterrestrial to government super soldier, I mean, you name it. Mm-hmm. There's so many other theories out there that, you know, until it's proven to us exactly what it is. I mean, I have to quote Ron Moorhead. One of the things he said, and he actually didn't say it in the film, he said it to me when we were talking, just like we're talking here, mm-hmm. about what he thinks and what I think. His famous line is, you could be right. And you can't say anyone is wrong and just blast him and say, no, you're wrong. The best thing that I've heard is from him, and you could be right, because any one of us could be right.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know. Heidi, what do you think? You're pondering something, I can tell.
No, I mean, going back to your other point, Bill, of the, you know, if we just kind of embrace some of the supernatural aspects or paranormal aspects, it would really explain a lot of the stuff here, you know, the things that we're actually finding and can't make hides nor tails out of, you know, or heads nor tails out of it. We can't, you know, they're trying to put together all these pieces that don't make sense and try and make them fit into, you know, it's like a square peg in a round hole. It's like, why don't we just, you know, open up and say, hey, maybe we don't understand this. Maybe this is outside of the realm of where our experience is right now, and go into a paranormal category or supernatural category, or however we want to look at it. Because, yeah, I think you're right. It might make a lot more sense that way. You know, it would start mm-hmm. explaining all of these different pieces that we so far haven't been able to explain.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, I've said that, you know, it's just, it would, if you just open your mind for a minute and think, well, this could be possible. It really would. I mean, people talking about seeing the footprints and then they just disappear, you know, mm-hmm. or seeing one out in front of them and it looks like it cloaks or disappears, you know, I mean, it's just the stuff like that. You know, I've never experienced anything like that, but if you're having experiences like that and you open your mind, you know, to what else could be, then it would make it a whole lot easier to explain, because it's easier. And a lot of the flesh and blood will say, well, that's just the easy way out. They want to take the magical way out, you know, that it can disappear and can mind speak and zap you and all this kind of stuff like that, and all the orbs and everything. And so, you know, your flesh and blood crowd, you know, the staunch flesh and blood think that you're just taking the easy way out, not the scientific way out. But, you know, there's just as many people give them a hard time for their encounters and sightings and footprint casts and vocalization. They also are the ones that give anyone who claims any kind of a supernatural aspect to them a hard time. And you know as well as I do, within the Bigfoot community, they can be their own worst enemy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and you know, because another thing, Bill, is that I love that you put this out there, because so many times people will tell us, you know, they'll ask us, what do you think about the paranormal? And, you know, you guys are intuitive, and do you ever use your special abilities to try find them? And we're very hesitant to say anything, because other people have said, don't even mention any of that at any of these Bigfoot things, because they won't take you seriously. You're absolutely right. It's like, so we kind of keep that batten down a little bit when we're at these conferences and stuff.
Yeah, but, that's the norm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I love this film, I got to say. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I mean, we're hoping that it does. It just kind of, you know, we don't have any agenda other than we're continuing to share information. And we happen to be small enough, we're not no big time film production company, that we don't really have a lot to lose. It's not like somebody's going to cancel us or, you know, shun us or whatever, because we've decided to tackle something that a lot of them won't. As unique as our idea was doing a documentary about the people who go squatching, it would appear that our looking at the paranormal aspect within the community is also unique, but it's also not done, because a lot of them don't want to touch it because they're afraid of being associated or ridiculed with it. And we're sharing the information, you know. Let folks make their own, you know, ideas, but listen to the folks that are in it, because you're really going to be surprised. And it's not just, it's called Paranormal Bigfoot, but it's Paranormal Bigfoot. And you see the very next screen in the beginning, a comparison of perspectives, because there are certain things, just like dolphins and echolocation and bats and sonar, that, you know, electric eels and stuff that we don't really understand, but we know it happens in nature. And so therefore, if this creature, Sasquatch Bigfoot, has some of these abilities that we don't know anything about this creature yet, we're just still learning about it. If it has any of these, it could be a perfectly normal thing for that creature. But to us, it's just, you know, paranormal and supernatural, you know. So it's one of those, you need to kind of think about it. And when you see some of these folks, you know, that, you know, Christopher Noel talks about, you know, the zapping, and talks about the orbs, and he thinks it could be, you know, part of like some kind of a magnetic field, and talks about the force going quiet around it. And, you know, he has a scientific explanation for what could be causing some of these things that people think are supernatural aspects. And then there's some of them in there that just think it, you know, is a supernatural type aspect. But we kind of let them play, you know, off each other. And I have to give credit to my wife, because she's the one who, once we get all this, she's the one who puts it together to make it flow and make everybody look like they were literally talking back and forth to each other and, you know, at some point having a debate. So, and it's not an action movie. It's a documentary again. And I say that because I literally have had a person at a conference who was like, this is like the most boring thing that I've ever seen. And I'm like, it's a documentary. It's not the Terminator. You came to a Bigfoot conference and you're bored by a documentary or lectures. You're at the wrong place, you know?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Heidi, it's 8:29. So I think we need to go for our 2-minute break. So everyone stay with us. We'll talk to Bill Lancaster more about Paranormal Bigfoot in 2 minutes. Stay tuned. This is the Para-X Radio.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it, because because they're not dead. We know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Pararex.
Hey, Alan, what are you listening to? Alan? Hey, Alan!
Oh, hey, Will.
Yeah, what are you listening to?
It's a show on Pararex called The Gathering. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't. What's it about?
It's about two ladies, Stephanie and Heidi. They talk about shining a light on dark and misunderstood topics like the paranormal, cryptozoology, psychic phenomena, and whole lots more.
Hey guys, what you doing?
Oh, hey Jerry, Alan's listening to a show on Pararex called The Gathering. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, it's like The Calling, but it's on Tuesdays. Yeah, The Gathering.
Gathering?
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering.
The Gathering, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Pararex.
What happens to a ghost when their home is torn down? No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Pararex Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Pararex.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Pararex Network. We have Bill Lancaster from Paranormal Bigfoot, the film that will be out this weekend. And we're talking with Bill about the movie. And Stephanie and I have both seen it, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so we're just mm-hmm. talking about, all the different aspects of the film and how it's a little bit different than what you've seen out there in regards to Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. So welcome back. And Bill, we're glad to have you back here again.
Thank you.
And I think we were talking about, we had all sorts of questions come in through the chat room, too, so I want to make sure that we get to those sure. for you. And I think some of it is just asking about, some of the theories that might be in the movie. Now, Stephanie and mm-hmm. I have seen it, but obviously the mm-hmm. folks that are asking questions in the chat room have not seen it, but there was a link that was posted by Karin, and it's talking about the hybrid theory. And I know that was part of your movie, talking about mm-hmm. a possible hybrid that's created this, what we know as Sasquatch or Bigfoot. Do you have any thoughts around this or anything that you could speak to from what you learned from making the movie?
Well, you can't make a movie called Paranormal Bigfoot and not include the Nephilim aspect that comes up a whole lot.
Right.
And we make an attempt through the folks that we interview to give some time and space to it. And it's one of those things when again, just like I say, if you look at it with an open mind at these supernatural type aspects that everybody calls paranormal and just say, well, this could be happening. Well, if you give time and an open mind to the fact that could this be a hybrid from a fallen angel that, mated with the daughters of men and created this, super creature, the giants in the Bible and everything and some of the extra canonical and the apocryphy and stuff, the Book of Giants and the Book of Enoch and, epics of Gilgamesh and all that kind of stuff like that. And so when you start getting into that, and if you the more you talk about it, the more you look at it, the more it makes you, kind of raise an eyebrow and think, well, there could be something to this. Again, it would make a lot of the stuff, them seeming to have superhuman strength, them seeming to be, anywhere from you know, not talking about juvenile Sasquatch, but most everybody says, you know, 7-8 foot, but then having people talk about seeing them, you know, 12-15-18 foot, you know, and I mean, even the Native Americans talk about the rock giants and the slant-eyed mm-hmm. giants, and they literally are talking about giants. They're not talking about what we talk about, you know, the 8 and 10 foot Bigfoot type stuff. And so it would be one of those things that, if you give a little bit of time to it, and I mean, we do. And of course, we also have, you know, the kind of juxtaposition in there for the ones that, you know, say that, well, I don't think that's what it is, but, you know, it could be, mm-hmm. you know. And so we literally try and be fair and balanced with that, too. But it really kind of, you know, is this something that is hid in the woods on purpose? And I say this all the time, I feel like I'm just beating a dead horse with it, but when you do Google Earth and look at the green versus the gray, there's a whole lot more green than there is gray, meaning civilization out there. And for something to be able to hide or be purposely hidden within the forest like that, as if it was a Nephilim type fallen angel thing, then, you know, that could be its own little veil. The forest is a natural veil to keep it, you know, hidden from us. But we just have been around long enough, and we have drones, and we have trail cams, and steady cams, and GoPros. And so there's FLIRs and thermal imaging and night vision. And so there's more chance to catch something like this. And because I don't think, if you look at it from that perspective, I don't think they're really supposed to be interacting with us. And most of it is just happenstance mm-hmm. interactions. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's, if you look at it from that aspect, maybe there's some reins kind of being put on them to keep them from just, you know, overrunning the, you know, little towns and cities where they're at. But it would also explain, you know, just like Christopher Noel talks about his, you know, savant theory and his book, Next Again, Next Door, and talks about how a lot of these sightings and encounters and structures, you don't have to go to the middle of the bush in Canada or something. That's literally, you know, micro forest right outside of your towns or neighborhoods where mm-hmm. stuff like this are happening. Meaning that they want to be close to us, want mm-hmm. to interact with us, but they, you know, they're not really supposed to be. I don't know. But basically, just after talking to so many of the folks and hearing their ideas, you can't just discount it and discard it. You've got to kind of, wow. And I mean, I think that's exactly, and you ladies both know, because you watched and what I'm hinting at without really talking about, there's some very good discussion on the subject and mm-hmm. to and against, you know, kind of. So mm-hmm. you have to look at all aspects, and that's one of the aspects that's addressed in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I love it when you say, too, one of the things that this film, you know, is prevalent saying, who knows, really? I mean, who does know? And that's something right. that I will say. People come to us a lot of times and say, well, what is this, what Bigfoot is? What is he? And I will say, well, we don't know. You know, yeah. This is what we've experienced. This is what we've seen. But we have no idea, honestly. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what you walk away from. There's all these theories, there's all these, but nobody is pointing the finger at each other in this documentary saying, you're wrong and I'm right. It's all, everybody's cool and everybody's
it's all on the table.
Yes, yeah. Throwing it all on the table for everybody to figure out for themselves.
And okay. We're hoping that it promotes a little more inclusion between both camps, you know, flesh and blood and paranormal. So because the only way you're going to figure stuff like this out is to work together on it instead of just saying the other one is absolutely wrong and is full of it for thinking outside of the box and thinking out of the scientific boundaries. So, you know, we're hoping it'll promote a healthy discussion within the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, too, when you, in the beginning of the show, Bill, you had said something about having all these people to interview, and it would have been, you know, this incredible, like, it's impossible to have a documentary that long. And then I'm like, well, you know, considering all the shows that are out there that really talk about the flesh and blood creature, not that you need more work or anything, but you could turn this into like a Netflix series, probably. Yeah. You know, take all those people that you didn't interview and start cranking out some episodes, man, because, you know, it'd be cool, or you know, someone, to put something up against all those flesh and blood shows, because that's really all that's out there, at least that I've seen.
Yeah, and here is something, because we literally had about 8.5 hours worth of interviews, and we whittled it down to an hour and 31-minute film. And so we are considering at a later date taking these interviews and obviously cutting out the stuff that just was absolutely a screw up or whatever, but trying to take, like, you know, say each person got about 13 minutes of time during the film, but they had about 50 minutes worth of interview. We're considering trying to put it out, you know, like, you know, for 99 cents on Amazon or something, so folks can see what that person, the whole thing they had to say. And trust me, it's so interesting, because there was one segment that we just totally had to cut out because it just wasn't flowing right, and it was just something that could be saved for another time. But, and I mean, I'll just be honest with you, there was a section on levitation. There's a lot of levitation stuff out there. And unfortunately, we felt like we needed to kind of pull that segment out. But that's just kind of a hint that there's more to these interviews that they share. And so we are considering, I don't want to go through making a DVD for every single interview, but we're considering through a streaming platform like Amazon actually putting up, because I did a little Bigfoot BS thing that I was doing during the first film that was basically practice for making the films. And it was my own little, you know, 10 minute to 18 minute little YouTube thing. And I pulled it down. But I was using it as practice, and we were sharing a lot of information. So I'm considering, you know, doing like a Bilko Productions Presents, you know, interview with Ron Moorhead, and it would be the entire interview that was taken for Paranormal. So we are considering doing something like that, because folks like yourself have said, oh, I'd love to hear all of that, or you should do more. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to share it somehow, because right now it's just sitting on two hard drives, you know, the rest of the stuff, because we don't want to see any more of it, because we've seen so much of it right now. You know, we're happy with it. Yeah. So anyways, we're considering trying to share that somehow. And so that was a good question, because and I mean, it would be great if we could get something like a Netflix that decided that, hey, that is neat. And, because you got to understand, girls, and Stephanie, you know, between the first one, we had like 23 different folks, and this one, like 9 folks. Well, we've talked to, you do the math, we've talked to, you know, 33, 34 different people, and it's anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and 10 minutes with each person that we literally, we've got some information that we would like to share, but nobody's going to watch a 3-hour or an 8-hour movie. And basically, documentaries, 50 minutes to an hour and a half is kind of the attention span for folks. So that's why we set it in the parameter we do. And then we're looking at trying to share it, share the other stuff out there in a sensible manner that we could put it and make it kind of easy for folks to check it out. We're going to wait until this is had its run and gets out there, and then we'll probably share it, you know.
One thing at a time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would be phenomenal. And Bill, what was the name of the woman that was in this film?
Arla, and I always get it wrong. Arla Collette. And she is a published author, and she's one of the sweetest ladies. Have you ever met Arla?
No, I've never met her.
Would love her.
That's what I was just thinking. I was just thinking maybe we should try to have her on.
She's going to be, you should. She's out in Oklahoma, and she's actually trying to make it in for the premiere to be part of the Q&A. Yeah, and Arla is just, I've got to do, besides doing her interview, I've got to do a couple conferences with her now. And she's just the sweetest, coolest woman. And she is just kind of no nonsense. If people think I'm crazy or don't like what I'm saying, that's fine with me. She's glad, you know, people want to challenge what she says, because she's been accused of just being the straight out woo. But, you know, she's been dealing with this since her grandmother. Her grandmother was dealing with these creatures before, and that's where she learned a lot of this from. But you girls would get along great with Arla. You're of the same mind, but she's a super lady. I'm hoping she can get in. She's just a super sweet lady, but she has some theories that your flesh and blood crowd just wish she wouldn't talk about. You know, that's all there is to it, you know?
Well, you know, they like to like I said, they want to hamper that down. They don't want anybody talking about that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting, Bill, as time goes on, when I met Matt Moneymaker from, you know, he's the president and creator of the BFRO, and he was on Finding Bigfoot.
Right.
And I remember when I met him, that was right after we started this group, and he chatted with us for a long time. He was at Bigfoot Days up in northern Minnesota. And one of the things I asked him, because I've always thought this, that Bigfoot was more paranormal, supernatural than a flesh and blood creature. And at that time, he was like, no, Steph, Bigfoot is a real creature in the woods, and that's all there is to it. And I'm like, okay. But now the last time I talked to him, he has been hanging out with natives, with First Nations people. You know, and he's heard the stories now, and he's trying to base a new TV show off of going to the reservations and listening to the legends and trying to find not just Bigfoot, but other cryptids as well. But now he's of a different mindset, right? Now he's like, well, you know, maybe there just could be something about this, you know? So it's amazing, once they open up their minds a little bit, maybe they'll think something different, all of them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's interesting, because I had actually seen where Matt a few days ago had posted where they were going to be doing that project. And I told my wife, I said, I think Matt's been trolling our page or something, because our next film, if you know, and you see it in the end title or in the end credits, our next film is Native Bigfoot. And that's exactly what we're doing, is we're going to be speaking with somewhere between 4 and 6 Native and First Nation folks about their old tradition that was handed down, their legends, their lores about Bigfoot, Sasquatch. And it was funny, because I saw that and I'm like, has he been checking out our page or something here? Yeah.
He might be. I don't know. No, I haven't talked to him for, oh, I bet, I don't know, at least 6 months or so. And he's been on the calling a couple of times, talking about this new venture of his, you know. And when I was talking to him, he had called me one day about, he wanted to know about all the tribes here in Minnesota and the reservations. And, you know, we chatted for a long time. And then, you know, that's when I asked him again, point blank. We were on the phone. I said, Matt, what do you think about that now? Well, I'm kind of thinking that, you know, but yeah, and I'm like, maybe I told you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things, you can't ignore the fact that, you know, Native Americans have, you know, over 60 some odd names and, you know, for the creature. And it's, you don't have to, they don't need to be proven to. They're like, you don't need to prove Bigfoot's real to me. It's, you know, Sasquatch is real, you know. And you know, to just ignore that, you know, and I've said that this third movie is almost like a prequel, because it's what everybody ends up talking about, is the Native Americans saying their spirit and flesh and blood. Well, that goes right into what we're all talking about right now, the paranormal, supernatural type aspect. And so if you look at the Native aspect, they've been saying it all along. And, you know, it's just, I'm not sure. There are some folks out there that are talking about it, and there's some Native and First Nation people that are talking about it, but it just doesn't get a lot of, time devoted to it. And so we personally, back when we did the first one, we had already said this was going to be the third one, and we wanted it to be our best one. We wanted to have grown our skills to be able to make this as sharp as we could. and be able to do it again like we've done, if you've seen our films, in a very respectful manner. And this is something that demands respect, because a lot of your Native Americans won't share stuff like this with
That's
you
right.
because they've had so much of their culture taken, you know, mm-hmm. Away from them, you know, anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Ghost Dance, who is of the First Nations, he's talking on the chat line here, and you know, he's always talking. He's talking about how, you know, Bigfoot has always been a natural part of their culture, mm-hmm. and that he walks between the worlds, and they don't require proof that he exists because they mm-hmm. know he exists. You know, and the,
exactly.
like I said, he's one of the seven teachings of the Ojibwe culture. You should really come up to Minnesota, you guys, and we could introduce you to a few, yeah. you know, people.
Well, I'm not going to give anything away, but we actually are going to be going up through there as we start to film this. So,
mm-hmm.
so we've already got some plans and some right. interviews set up, and so we are going to be coming your way.
Awesome! Let us know, because this is fun. Because you know we've been hearing it. Like I said, a lot of whenever we're up north on Squatch hunts. It's almost always on Indian lands, always. And they come and they talk to us. Like I say, we have these little things called Squatch Chats where we get a bunch of people from the community together to tell us their stories. They want to know about us. And what's interesting, Bill, is we go in there, and one time it was like 95% First Nations people that came to our Squatch Chat, and they were very quiet at first. They listened to everything we had to say. And then they must have decided, well, these girls are okay. They have a good heart. So we're going to talk to them. And, oh, my gosh, then the story started coming out. And they kept telling us, and they showed us pictures. And they actually told us where to go. And they said, you know, if you come up, we will show you where we have seen these, you know. And one of our favorite places up north, which is the Chippewa National Forest, you know, that is in White Earth Indian Reservation, not White Earth, Leech Lake Reservation is right there. And so there's a lot of First Nations people there too, and they you know they always are giving us clues, and here's where you should go, and this is what we've seen, and you know, blah blah blah. And yeah, it's amazing. And almost the elders are always coming to us and telling us the stories about Bigfoot, and Gitche Sabi is what they call him, and you know, that he's one of the seven teachings, and he represents honesty, you know, and he's right on there. You know, they have, I've seen artwork of the seven teachings, and there's Bigfoot, you know, or Gitche Sabi. So, yeah, it's really fun. It's really interesting. So I'm so excited you're coming to Minnesota. So you got to tell us.
Yeah, I'll let you know as everything works out. But, in June, we're going to be taking a couple-week trip across country, and we're going to be coming your way and going right into Canada and then heading out to the Midwest and
awesome.
and Pacific Northwest and down south. And yeah, so mm-hmm. we're trying to kind of get a four corners kind of a perspective, a north, south, east, west, and, you know, from different tribes. So basically what we're hoping comes away from it is you can't help but see the undeniable similarities between these different Indian tribes. So mm-hmm. again, you know, just like, you know, you've got to see the similarities between Bigfoot, the flesh and blood, and the Wu camp. Well, then mm-hmm. you certainly have to see the similarities between the different stories that have been handed down between each of these different, you know, tribes spread across the nation, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, I'm really excited
about this one. I had somebody ask us, well, are you like going to go to, because one of the people that had seen the preview like you all did, and they saw, you know, that what we were going to be doing next, and they asked, are you going to be like going and, you know, doing like the stuff on the Amnesty and, you know, the year and all this? And I'm like, no, we don't really have the budget for international travel for, you know.
Yeah.
Canada's doable because it borders us, you know, but going to Russia and going to and which is actually pretty interesting. Igor from Russia, and I always get his last name wrong. Bertsev. Mm-hmm. We met him at International Bigfoot Conference in Kennewick, Washington, this last September. And anyways, we got talking for a while, and he had said, if you ever want to come over, let me know. And I mean, this guy is, you know, he's like your Grover Cranston, your John Green kind of guy, you know. So if we ever go anywhere outside of the States to do anything else on Bigfoot, I'm going to see Igor in Russia, and we're checking out the Amistad. Yeah.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Well, you know, folks, this movie, this documentary about Bigfoot is fabulous. It's called Paranormal Bigfoot Again. And, Bill, you think it's going to be available on Amazon at the end of the week, correct?
Yeah, we've had it uploaded for a couple weeks, and Amazon, you're at their mercy when they finally publish it. And I got an email back today that they said it should be out Thursday night. But if it's not there by Friday, to get a hold of it. So we're hoping that Thursday it should be up. Saturday we're doing our theatrical premiere in Bristol, mm-hmm. Tennessee. You can go to our Facebook pages for information and tickets on that. And also we'll have our DVDs will be here next week. And so if anybody wants DVD copies, they can just inbox us at Paranormal Bigfoot or Bill Co. Productions, Cultured Bigfoot, any of our Facebook pages. That's where we do all of our interaction with right there. So,
Perfect.
So anyways,
I'll share that on our chat room and our Facebook page here next.
Now, is it going to also be, and I remember Cultured Bigfoot was also on VidiSpace. Is this one going to be on that too?
No, it's not going to be on VidiSpace. We're working on a couple other things, but right now, it's just on Amazon. It just really didn't work out with VidiSpace, and so we've decided to take Cultured Bigfoot off of there, and we're just using Amazon right now. So
okay, awesome. Well, we certainly recommend this for everyone who has an interest in Bigfoot, because we think it's phenomenal. And like I said, like I mentioned earlier, it's something that we were told not to talk about a lot when we first started out on this journey, because people
wanted to be taken seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. So we still are kind of hush hush about it, honestly. So,
well, I'm not. I always think this is a paranormal, interdimensional thing, and I'm just, that'll be fine. I'll stand where I'm going to stand, and science will catch up someday. Well, I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't
care.
There
you go.
And I think. I always tell people what I think too. Honestly, I really do. But, you know, I don't offer it out there. Let's put it that way. Except
I'll
on our
offer. I offer all day long. It's all good.
Well, Bill, this has been awesome. And everybody check out, and we will put this up as soon as it gets for sure on Amazon.
Yeah, I'll share the link with Amazon as soon as it's up. Stephanie, I will share it immediately as soon as it's up with you.
Cool. Yep, and then we will share that on our The Gathering Facebook page as well, so everybody can find it. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so Bill, thank you for being on. It was so much fun to talk to you again. Again, good luck at your premiere this weekend. I wish I could be there, because I know it'll be fantastic, just like the last one. You said this one's even going to be more grand and fabulous and all
that. If anybody gets a chance to come, this is a very nice premiere above what we would normally be able to do. The folks at the restaurant 620 State are hosting this event, and it's really going to be sharp. It's going to be nice. So check out Paranormal Bigfoot and on Facebook, and you can click on the link here if you want to get tickets.
Awesome. Can't wait to see the photos. Okay, well, here we are. We're at the end. Once again, for all you locals, come to our live show next week. We're celebrating our 4th anniversary on the air at the My Spirit Experience Studios. We'll put more info on our Facebook page and website. And don't forget to listen into The Calling tomorrow night, because that's always a good one. It's our brother show.
And thank you, to everybody listening. We're going to wrap. We got to wrap it up. Thank you to guests, to Para X for hosting, Bill for joining us tonight from Bill Co. Productions, and Steph, next week we're together.
Next week we're together, snacks and all.
That's right. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday for The Gathering.